This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 649.5, up a quarter. July, 639.75, up 1.5. Soft May wheat, 583.25, down 1.75. July, 587.75, down 2. March corn, 439.25, down 3.75. July, 450.25, down 4.5. December, 454, down 4.25. March soybean meal is 445.70, and March soybean oil is 38.74. It's up 1. The meal is up 150. March soybeans are 13.28.5, up 3. July, 12.97.5, up 2. November, 11.16.5, up a quarter. February live cattle, 142.90, up 140. March feeders, 167.12.5, up 122.5. February lean hogs are 86.25. They are down 10 cents. Got a report this morning from the front office on ticket sales for the all-day Ag Outlook meeting March 4th at the Beef House over in Covington, Indiana. They're going quickly. So if you are one who has said, well, I think I plan to go, now would be the time to make that phone call and reserve your slots. The number is 217-333-7300. Among those presenting will be Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll also have a report on land values in 2014 from Murray Wise of Murray Wise Associates, and we'll get all up to speed on Title I of the Farm Bill. And remember, we need to all make an irrevocable choice for the life of that bill regarding our safety net for the next 5 years. And Jonathan Kopress, a U of I farm policy expert, will be talking about that. And, of course, we'll also have all of our great panels on soybeans, corn, and cash grain. Ticket price, $30, includes a Continental breakfast and a Beef House lunch, and there's a 25th anniversary hat, too, that you will receive. It's a big deal this year. 217-333-7300 to reserve your spots today. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne. Good
morning, Dave.
What do you make of the trade in the aftermath of the WASDE report?
Well, we got bullish news in the corn market and couldn't hold our good news that way. We were expecting a little better news in the bean market, and it sold off yesterday, and it sold off overnight, but we've seemed to pop back a little bit here. You know, still a lot of concerns about what China is going to do about canceling or replacing optional origin with out of South America and what's going on here now. We did see one of the things that could be strengthened a little bit was a little bit of cutback of with CONAB here this morning that way. But all in all, just a little bit of surprise that the beans have popped back the way they have.
Is it because the meal came back?
Well, that, of course, the meal has been the driving factor in these beans for quite a while, and it was 17 below when I drove in this morning. So you suppose that livestock needs to see a little more just to hold its own?
Well, we won't know until we get the quarterly grain stock report.
Well, we know that if an animal's out there, he's probably going to eat more to keep warm today.
But you would think 10% more anyway, wouldn't you?
There you go. But that's one of the reasons meal's doing. And, of course, this type of weather doesn't bode well for farm movement of grain.
So I guess the question is, at this point, are we backing and filling for higher highs, or is this an interim top waiting to see what happens with planting?
I think that we probably got our trading ranges set in here for right now, Dave, until we see what the government basically says with their outlook meeting and in the numbers that they're going to be kicking out to see. We look for those numbers to be big, but let's say they aren't as big as what everybody's expecting. But for right now, it is going ahead and seeing what we need to do. You know, the fertilizer dealers in Iowa and Nebraska did a survey, and they said soybean plantings will be up 11% or 1.1 million acres in the state of Iowa, and they said that corn was going to lose 300,000 acres out there. Will that happen with the higher corn prices we're seeing here than what was expected a month ago? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know.
Yeah, we are hearing that from seed dealers that soybean seeds have been brisk in sale.
Yeah, and I mean, basically along the way, there was more money to be made figuring an acre of beans than an acre of corn a little bit ago. You know, will that change over before we go to the field?
I guess the other thing I think is that when we were looking at the wheat and the rally that we saw there, were we really turning there higher? And that's something that everybody's been looking for, all the bottom of the wheat market to be supportive for the corn market, or were we looking at it the short side of the spread and the spread unwinding?
That's a good question, Dave, and I don't know the answer to that one for sure. Of course, we did get some good news on lowering the carryout as far as that goes. We know that extreme temperatures generally cause some winter kill. We're definitely mm-hmm. seeing those. Looking at some statistics, this is the coldest winter since 1978 along the way as far as that goes. So those things, along with some of the production numbers that were kicked up a little bit for Australia on their stuff, but, you know, at the levels we're at, you know, wheat's not a feed grain this year. We're using corn for that, and that's one of the things that's going to put a cap on it.
So let's look at these values for new crop. December corn, 454, 455 now. November soybeans are 1117.5. Begin with the beans, I think, because that might be the cleaner one to talk about. You're getting close to, I suppose you can get close to $11 cash right now for beans.
You know, I think most of the local elevators probably over here somewhere around 30 under for 20 to 30 under for the beans, and I think that you know, we maybe got one more little pop out of those, but you know, $11 cash beans is not, if you haven't got anything covered, is a place to put the bottom under some of this. Whether we want to use some puts or whether you want to use some cash, at least for your first 20%, I think some sort of coverage should be done in here.
December corn at 455, that one's a little bit of a harder think through, it seems to me.
Well, you know, we've sort of got a range of 430 to 470 built into our thinking, so we'd like to be in the 460 or above range before we add any more right in this point in time, Dave.
What else are you keeping an eye on this week?
Well, of course, crude oil continues to stay over a dollar or $100, you know, so we're looking at that. We're looking, Janet Yellen is going to be speaking here today. And
making her remarks before the House, right?
Yes. And that's going to be very interesting to see how the financial world takes what she's saying along the way in that. So I think that's probably the biggest thing out there happening today.
The give and take ought to be fascinating there.
It's going to be amazing to see what she may or may not say and how good she's at dodging a direct question.
So we have that going on this week, and then we don't have any reports for a while, right?
Well, of course, I mean, like we said, the government report there, where they're going to meet and give us their estimates on what they think the crop's going to be for next year.
Yeah, and out of Virginia, that's right.
And, you know, that's the next big one to look mm-hmm. at. And, you know, in all honesty, we have to think that that's going to be very bearish because we have talking big acres estimate, and they generally always use trendline yields. So big numbers will probably come out of that one.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Your current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 440 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July, 451, down 3 3/4. December's 454 3/4, down 3.5. March soybeans are 1330 1/4, up 4 3/4. July, 1298 1/2, up 3, now 3 1/4. November, 1118 1/4, up 2. March soybean meal, $4.46.70 up $2.70. March soybean oil, $38.76 up 3 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.